the well-loved words of Vermont poet David Budbill will fill the air with new music this weekend. Classical composer and musician Evan Primo will premiere a new project where he's written a song cycle using the poems of David Budbill. And Evan joins me now from our Montpelier studios to tell us more.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Give us a little background first.
I have always loved writing music for voice and also writing chamber music. And so it's a thrill to kind of bring these two things together. And it's really made possible by Karen Kevra and Capital City Concerts. Karen had heard a fair amount of my music, including a song cycle that I wrote just for my wife, Mary Bonhag, and me. I play bass and she's a soprano. And I think she was just really excited to participate in my music in that way and to create another song cycle together. As we were exploring the possibility of using poems from community members this fall, soon after David died, David's daughter Nadine submitted a couple of David's poems for consideration, and we just thought, oh, of course, we need to focus on David Budbill and his gorgeous poetry. And so I immersed myself in reading a bunch of his anthologies of poems and found five poems that I thought would make a nice set to honor the memory of David Budbill.
Can you read one of the five poems that you chose?
I tried to choose a combination of poems that I see of his that are kind of more on the romantic side, nature, Vermont life, and more ones that are about the struggle of being an artist, and specifically being an artist here. The first poem is called Come Inside Now. Come inside now, stand beside the warming stove. Watch out through the window as the cold rain tears down the last leaves. The larder full of dried herbs, hot peppers, chutneys, jellies, jams, dill pickles, pickled relishes, pickled beets. The freezer full of frozen greens, chard and spinach, collards, kale, green beans, basil, red sauces, applesauce, and smoked meats. The woodshed dry and full of wood, winter squashes stashed away. Down cellar, potatoes, carrots, crock of sauerkraut. Come inside now, stand beside the warming stove. Listen, wait.
And you said you enjoy composing music for voice, and in this case, it's the voice of your wife, soprano Mary Bonhag. She'll sing the words.
They will all be sung, and I used all the words just as the poems were written, All the words in that order and without repeating any words. Sometimes composers take some liberties with the way they set them, but I wanted to be true to the original as I set them. Yeah, in a poem like that that has a lot of lists, it was a fun challenge to figure out how to keep it interesting as the lists were going. And so I'm happy with the way I'm hoping that will come out.
Mm. And what are the other instruments besides voice in the
So pieces? It's scored for soprano, piano, flute, and double bass. So I'll be playing as well.
Oh, nice. Take us inside your composer's brain for a second. You've immersed yourself in these Budbill poems. How does that process work, where you go from seeing the poems on a page and then what's the next step?
I usually approach it from kind of two different directions. One is the emotional content, the way that I experience the emotional content of the poem, and then so trying to find textures and tonalities and tempos that kind of bring those emotions out. And then the second is kind of the text itself, the natural speech rhythms in the text, meters that might come out as you're speaking the text slowly or quickly. And so I usually kind of start from those two ends and try to kind of make them come together and then take more liberties with the rhythms as I really start to notate what's going on. You know, I'm just one person interpreting these poems, and like any work of art, I think the interpretation is different for every person that experiences the art. So in a way, my settings are commentary or interpretations, which then can be interpreted again by the listeners of the songs. It was just fun to immerse myself in these so fully and to really kind of get what I could out of them and then try to communicate that and even hopefully heighten some of the emotions that I felt as I was experiencing these poems. One thing I appreciate about Budbill's writing is I think he does do a lot of commentary on what it means to be an artist. And this is kind of a humorous poem with a lot of truth in it, I think. It's called Dilemma. I want to be famous so I can be humble about being famous. What good is my humility when I am stuck in this obscurity? And I think that is a dilemma that a lot of artists face, this balance of humility and the fact that as artists, really, we're expressing ourselves in art, and that is in some ways a kind of selfish act. I think there is this dilemma between, you know, fame and humility, both of which I think are kind of important in some ways in art. It's always a surprise to see what music will come. For me, it's kind of a process of improvising on piano and with my voice and on my bass. It's always kind of a discovery process.
Evan, thanks so much for this behind-the-scenes glimpse of your song cycle before the premiere this weekend.
Nice to talk to you, Mary.
That's Evan Primo. He'll premiere the song cycle this weekend as part of Poem Music with Capital City Concerts. Find out more about the performances at vpr.net.